Welcome in. Today we're building low mid pressure from scratch in Ableton Live, beginner friendly, stock devices only, and the goal is that pirate radio energy, that feeling like the tune is coming through a slightly better transmitter and hitting your chest from a big stack. When people say my bass is heavy, they usually mean two different things. One is sub, the floor shake, the other is low mid pressure, the chest hit and the presence that still works when the sub disappears. In drum and bass, that pressure zone is roughly 150 to 350 Hz. And that's what we're designing on purpose today. By the end, you'll have a simple two-layer bass system. A clean sub that stays stable and mono, and a low mid layer that brings harmonics, grit, and movement. Then we'll glue them together, sidechain them so the kick punches, and I'll give you a couple arrangement tricks that instantly make it feel more proper DNB without writing a complex bass line. Alright, open Ableton Live, Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 keeps us in the classic pocket. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip loop, and drop in a basic drum loop, kick, snare, hats. Nothing fancy. This matters because low mid pressure does not exist in a vacuum. It only feels right when the bass is reacting to the groove, especially the kick and where the snare is landing. Now step 1. Write a simple rolling bass pattern. We're going to keep it classic, leaving space for the snare on beats 2 and 4. Pick a root note like F1 or G1. Don't stress about key yet. Here's a simple rhythm you can program over one bar and then repeat. Put hits on the very start of the bar, then a couple of those slightly late push hits. If you like thinking in 16THS, aim for something like, first hit right on beat 1, then a couple more that lean into the groove rather than filling every gap. Teacher note. Note length changes weight as much as distortion does. If your bass feels weak, don't immediately reach for more drive. First try making notes slightly shorter for more punch, or slightly overlapping for more sustained pressure. Which one works depends on how busy your kick pattern is. Cool. Now we build sound. Step 2. Create the sub layer. Make a new MIDI track and name it Bass SUB. Load operator. Keep it dead simple. One oscillator only. A sine wave. Set the amp envelope like this. Very fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so notes don't click off. If you want a pluckier sub, you can reduce sustain and use a bit of decay. If you want it more held, keep sustain up. After operator, add EQ8. High pass gently at around 20 to 30 Hz. That's just clean up rumble, not a tone change. And make a mental note, later, if things get boxy, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 can help. But don't carve before you hear a problem. Then add utility at the end. Make this sub mono. If your version has bass mono, use it. If not, set width to 0% on this sub track, and keep the level sensible. Beginners often run subs way too hot. Aim for headroom. If your sub track is peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 6 dB, you're in a safe zone. The goal for the sub is almost boring, stable, clean, and consistent. No wobble needed here. We're saving the personality for the low mids. Step 3. Create the low mid pressure layer. Make a second MIDI track called Bass LOWMID. Copy the same MIDI clip from the sub track. That way, the groove locks perfectly, and we can focus on tone and separation. Now build this device chain, all stock, wave-eatable, then saturator, then auto-filter, then EQ8. Then a compressor for sidechain and utility. Start with wave-eatable. On oscillator 1, choose something with harmonics. Basic shapes leaning towards sawish is perfect. Keep oscillator 2 off or very quiet for now. We can add it later if we want more density. Set unison to 2 voices, and keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%. And here's the rule. Don't go wide yet. Pressure is mostly about consistent energy, not stereo tricks. Turn on wave-eatable's filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Set the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz as a starting point. That might sound dark solo, but in context it's exactly where we're aiming. We want a layer that lives in the low mids, not a big buzzy synth taking over the whole mix. If there's filter drive available, add just a touch. Next, add saturator. Pick analog clip mode. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, and then bring the output down to match level. Important coaching note here. Pressure is not how distorted can I make it. Too much distortion actually flattens the bass and steals the punch. We're going for density and forwardness, not harshness. If you have to keep turning the channel down after every distortion move, that's a sign you're driving too hard upstream. Next, Auto filter for movement. You can choose low pass for classic pressure or band pass if you want more of a talky vibe. Start with low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 900 Hz. Start around 500. Now add subtle LFO modulation. Amount around 5 to 15%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep phase at 0 if you want consistent movement each hit. Resonance low to moderate. If it starts whistling, you've gone too far. Here's the D&B trick. Keep the movement subtle. A roller works because it's consistent. You're not trying to impress someone with a giant filter sweep. You're trying to create a constant lean forward energy. Now EQ 8 on the low mid layer. High pass it at about 80 to 110 Hz. Steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is the big separation move. The sub owns below about 100, and the low mid layer owns the chest band above that. Then add a gentle bell boost around 180 to 280 Hz. 1 to 3 dB. Fairly wide Q, like 0.7 to 1.2. If it sounds like cardboard, dip a little around 350 to 500. Quick check. At this point, turn your overall listening volume down. Like, annoyingly quiet. The sub will almost disappear. If your bass line still feels present and you can still follow the pattern, congratulations, you're building real low mid support. Optional master check habit. You can temporarily put an EQ8 on the master and do a low shelf down about 6 dB at 90 Hz. If the groove collapses, you're relying too much on sub. That's your cue to build more controlled harmonics in the low mid layer, not just turn things up. Step 4. Glue the layers together. Select bass sub and bass lowmid and group them. Name the group bass bus. On the bass bus, add glue compressor. Set ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You only want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is cohesion, not squashing. Then add a saturator on the bus. Just a touch. 1 to 3 dB drive. Soft clip on. Again. Subtle. If you can clearly hear, oh, that's distorted now, you probably overdid it for this stage. Then add utility on the bus for final control. If your low mid layer got a little wide, keep the bus width around 80 to 100%, but keep the sub track mono no matter what. Step 5. Sidechain to the kick. For rolling D&B, I like sidechaining the whole bass bus because it makes the kick feel like it's punching a hole in the bass cleanly. Put Ableton's compressor on the bass bus. Turn sidechain on, and choose your kick track as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. Listen carefully, the kick should punch through, but the bass shouldn't gulp or suck down in a way that sounds like EDM pumping. If it feels weird, usually the release is too long. Shorten it until the groove breathes. Extra coach tip. Pick one main transient. In rollers, the kick usually wins the initial click and thump. Your bass is the sustained chest. If your low mid layer has too much attack, the kick will feel smaller even if the meters look fine. So if the mix feels like it's fighting, reduce the attackiness of the low mid layer before you do anything drastic. Optional step 6. Add pirate radio grit in a controlled way. This is where you get that transmitted, slightly crusty stack vibe, but we'll do it without wrecking clarity. Option A is a return track, which is safer. Make a return called radio. Put overdrive on it. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tone to taste. Then EQ 8. High pass at 150 Hz. Low pass at about 5 to 8 kHz. Then add redux very lightly. Bits around 10 to 12. And a small downsample amount. Now send a little of your bass lowmid to this return. Maybe even a touch of drums if you want that everything through the airwaves vibe. Keep it subtle. If you notice it as a separate effect, pull it down. It should feel like texture, not a new instrument. Option B is erosion directly on the low mid, but be careful. Noise mode, amount around 0.3 to 1.5, frequency 2 to 6 kHz. The moment it starts messing with snare brightness or hat clarity, it's too much. Step 7. Arrangement moves for rolling pressure. This is where a basic loop becomes a tune. For bars 1 to 8, tease it. Start with sub only for 2 bars. Then bring the low mid and gradually, maybe automate the auto filter cutoff opening slightly. Right before the drop, do a classic half bar bass mute. Tension instantly. For bars 9 to 16, the drop, full bass stack. Every 4 bars, do a tiny variation. Change one note, shorten one note, or do a quick 1/8 bar filter dip on the low mid. And here's the big one. Occasionally remove the bass for one beat. Silence makes the next hit feel twice as heavy. It's basically free impact. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. If the sub and low mids fight, High pass the low mid at 80 to 110 and keep the sub clean and mono. If you keep adding distortion and it still doesn't feel heavy, stop. Use less drive and use EQ to shape the 180 to 280 area instead. If your bass gets wide and disappears in mono, keep sub at zero width. And if you want width, do it above 200 to 300 Hz only. If sidechain is pumping weirdly, shorten release, and don't overdo threshold. And one more coach note that most people skip. Pressure is mostly level consistency, not just tone. Once your tone is close, spend 2 minutes doing tiny level automation on the low mid layer, like plus or minus 1 dB across a phrase. That little DJ riding the system move makes the bass feel like it's leaning forward, without actually getting louder overall. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build the sub and low mid exactly like we did. Write a 2-note pattern, root and flat 7, like F to Eb, over 8 bars. On the auto filter LFO, try 3 rates, 1/8, 1/4, 1/2. Save your favorite as a preset. Make a quick arrangement. Bars 1 to 4 sub only. Bars 5 to 8 bring in low mid with a filter opening. Last beat of bar 8 mute the bass. Bar 9 full drop. Then export and do translation tests. Headphones, phone speaker, and a mono check by setting utility on the master to width 0. If something vanishes, fix stereo and crossover choices. Quick recap so it sticks. Clean mono sub for foundation. Harmonic low mid layer for the pirate radio chest hit. Separate them with a high pass on the low mid. Glue lightly on a bus. Sidechain to the kick so the groove punches. And arrange with small mutes and variations so it rolls relentlessly. If you tell me your root note and whether your kick is short and punchy or long and boomy, I can suggest a safe crossover point between sub and body, plus a sidechain release that matches your exact groove.